and thank you that I'm going to go on is what is missing. Overhead cost and institutional support. Most often, local actors get funding, and all of the funding that we receive is program-based. They tell you, train 60 women in 10 communities for 1 month, and that's it. How do I get into the community? How do I support my staff? How do I even do fuel or buy logistics? If they are going to give you logistics, it's specific for that program alone. You are not partnershiping with me. You are allowing me to go, you are contracting me to do your work. And that's not localization for us. So we want direct access to funding, especially the local women groups should have access to funding. What is missing? Recently in Liberia, we have a funding, it's the Spotlight Initiative. And what interesting in that whole call is that Liberia is among the 8 countries that are going to be implementing Spotlight, which wish to end all forms of violence against women. We are assessing the call, but with NGOs. We cannot be measured with the same tools with NGOs. NGOs has operated multi-years, they have experiences, they have the capacity, they have a whole unit for research, a whole unit for writing proposal. At the level of the international NGOs, we are only 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 in multitasking. We cannot be measured at the same level with NGOs. But do we have the capacity? Yes, we do. What do we want multi-years partnership and investment? I was opportune to be part of the Grand Biking Local West Stream, and we were in Nigeria. All of the local actors we met had the same struggle, and that resonated with me. Staff pooling. They are giving a 1-year contract. Investment is being invested in training the staff, but it's for only a year. After a year, the funding ends, and the staff going to leave and go back to the same NGO that just train your staff at the local level. But if we have multi-year financing, and we are already responding into the communities, and you are training or strengthening our capacity, we will remain in the community, we will respond, and the difference, the impact will be felt in the community. We need to address that if we want to push forward the localization commitment. The next thing is that, how do we deepen our work? CSO want to deepen their work. We are already in the community. We don't have the financial mechanism to do so. Most often when we call for meeting, our staff come to the, our community people come to the meeting. And they are happy and listening to you. The next day, NGO is into those very community. They provide certain fees, give them transportation. And when you go back to court, they're not going to come to you because they assume you have the same capacity that the NGO has when they came to call you. As far as they are concerned, NGO is NGO. And that is affecting the work at the local level. In Liberia, we call it the localization, the NGOization of the work that we do. If you invest in and reduce all these costs, I'm not saying don't pay local actors, no. One of the things that we are calling is to have local actors to be paid. But recognizing that if you want to do the work, invest in us because we are placed in the community and the community depends on us when you leave. We have over the period of time pushed for this since the World Humanitarian Summit, we have pushed for equal participation. Equal participation is important. I'm going to give the scenario of the DRC. We are talking about an ongoing active humanitarian crisis in the Congo. There are local actors currently there responding. They are not here to at least tell us what are they experiencing, what are the difficulties they are facing. I'm happy that I'm here. I'm happy that I'm being represented. But I'm in post-Ebola. What is currently happening? How can we change the narrative? How can we invest into the local groups that are already responding? And investing in them that after the Ebola outbreak in DRC, I think they have had maybe 2 or 3 outbreaks, how can we prevent the spread? What is happening? Is it a cultural issue? Is it a religious issue? Only the locals, actors and the locals can answer these questions because they understand the context, They are going to do the research once they are in power. Equal representation at all level with partnershiping, we want it as local actors. We want to be represented from the onset of the consent note. We want to be represented during the implementation. We want to be represented when we are given the findings and the results, the impact, the success story. And one of the things that we want as local actors, not to come to this conference and always explain about our problem, our challenges. No. We want, when you invest into localization, the next time we are coming to ECOSOC, we're going to tell you our progress, lesson learned, how can we network, how can we build a bigger space. That's what we want to come to conferences for, not to always complain. We want to give you results of the money that you are investing into this conflict in the humanitarian crisis. And the only way we can do that, all of our collectively, INGO, donors, and CSO, is recognizing just the role that people who are timely to respond, people who are right in place at the community are doing. Recognizing the agency and amplifying it at all levels. Local actor has the capacity. I am a local actor. I have the capacity. I have run my NGO for 5 years. And if I can do it, there are thousands of young women, thousands of youth groups who are also responding. But the challenges remain consistent. It has been 3 years since the World Humanitarian Summit. It has been 3 years since we said we had a network that is in network of emergency aid responder near. It has been 3 years I was on the panel for Charter of Change. What is changing right now? How can we just invest into the talks that we talk? How can we invest in the success stories that we hear every day? How can we be inclusive as possible? How can we make the money that we put into the community be felt by the people in whose names we are raising the money, or the people who are more vulnerable in the community? The only way we can do that is to invest in the local actors who that are responding. I say it, we save a lot when we respond, when we invest into local actors. When I say save, not that the money will not be in use, but the money will go directly as possible to the project, to the program, to the crisis, to those who need the assistance. And I think it's about now that we actually start to do that. Again, one of the things that always affect us as local actors is that beyond the staff pooling, is the investment that we actually put into our staff. And we have to see them go, and they have to go because they have the family to feed. So if we are talking about shifting localization, if we are talking about putting and shifting power, as she said, and which is the truth, we need to be directed as possible, local as possible, international when necessary. Thank you.